अखण्डम् सच्चिदानन्दम् अवाङ्मनसगोचरम् आत्मानमखिलाधारम् आश्रयेऽभीष्टसिद्धये। Finally, we are in a very interesting topic, the topic of Anubhava. Anubhava means knowledge. And here the knowledge discussed is Brahmajnana. Anubhava means Brahmajnana. Page number 98. अधुना अहम् ब्रह्मास्मि इति अनुभववाक्यार्थः वर्ण्यते। अधुना मीन्स् नौ, आफ्टर् आल् द जिम्नास्टिक्स् विद् अध्यारोप अपवाद तत्पदार्थ त्वंपदार्थ वाच्यार्थ लक्ष्यार्थ जहल्लक्षण अजहल्लक्षण जहदजहल्लक्षण, ऑल दीज थिंग्स आर ओवर। आई डोंट नो हाउ फार यू रिमेंबर ऑल दीज थिंग्स। सो लॉट ऑफ जिम्नास्टिक्स हैव टू बी डन। सो ब्रह्म विद्या टू गेट दिस नॉलेज, द स्पिरिचुअल लाइफ itself, you can say, not just knowledge. It is not just inspiration. It requires a lot of perspiration also. So we have done a lot of perspiration. So if you think just inspiration is enough, then it is not possible. Okay, I will come to the class only when I get some inspiration and take home some inspiration. It doesn't happen. It requires perspiration also. Consistency is required. Every time you have to come to the class, crossing all the traffic jams. So coming to the ashram is like coming to the forest. It is forest. Because this Brahma Vidya is taught in the forest only. It is not taught in the cities. It's a forest Vidya. Aranya Vidya. Aranyaka. The Upanishad is Upanishads are in Aranyaka, forest. So you have to go to the forest. You have to come to the forest, I should say. So perspiration is required, and there also a lot of gymnastics we have done. We have analyzed Adhyaropa, Apavada, Srishti, whole Srishti. Then we came to know that the whole Srishti is nothing but one thing, Brahman. Then why you have to discuss this whole Srishti? So, to understand that the Srishti is nothing but Brahman. That is why we have to discuss the whole Srishti. And then by means of telling this Srishti, the Acharya also said what is Tatpada, Tvampada, Jiva and Ishvara. And Lakshyartha, the implied meaning we arrived at. Tatpada, implied meaning is Shuddha Chaitanya. Tvampada, implied meaning is also Shuddha Chaitanya. And therefore, Tattvamasi, Mahavakya. Ultimately, Mahavakya has to be understood. Tattvamasi. All these things are in order to understand Tattvamasi, Mahavakya. And we understood the Mahavakya also. The Guru taught, in fact. This is a teaching. The Guru taught Tattvamasi Mahavakya. And once the Guru taught Mahavakya, what happens? That is being discussed now. Teaching is over. Now what happens when the Mahavakya is taught? And this teaching is a systematic teaching, not just Tattvamasi Upadesha. If I do japa of Tattvamasi, it won't happen. Tattvamasi, Tattvamasi, you chant. Or soham, soham, you chant. It won't happen. Nothing will happen. You can do the pranayama. Soham. That won't give Brahmajnana. Brahmajnana requires systematic teaching based on the Upanishad. Based on the Upanishad Vakyas. The Tatpada, Tvampada meanings have to be conveyed by means of Adhyaropa, Apavada, etc. So whatever process we have undergone so far, it's all required. So in this manner, if Tattvamasi Mahavakya is taught, what happens? In the mind of an Adhikari, if something should happen, it requires Adhikaritva. It requires qualification. What are the qualifications? That also the Acharya has told previously. Viveka, Vairagya, everything we discussed. Shamadhi Shatka Sampatti, Mumukshutva, all we discussed. And how to get this Adhikaritva, that was also told, in brief at least. Karma Yoga. There are 6 types of karmas. You can go back, I don't want to elaborate on all those things. So, Karma Yoga is told. And therefore, when an Adhikari listens to this Mahavakya, what happens? This Mahavakya is a Pramana. When it is told by an Acharya, a Guru, Guru Padishta Vedanta Vakya is Pramana. This Pramana, the Pramana is in the form of a statement, in the form of words, Shabda Pramana. Any Pramana should generate knowledge. Prama, Jnana, knowledge. And the knowledge is Anubhava. That knowledge is called Anubhava. For example, if I see this pot, my eyes are operating as the Pramana. The eyes Pramana, the Chakshu Pramana functions when I see this object, this pot. And when Chakshu Pramana functions, it produces a knowledge. In my mind, a knowledge is produced. And that knowledge is in the form of a mental modification. Any knowledge is in the form of a modification in my mind. And this modification in mind is called vritti. Vritti. A technical word in Sanskrit. Vritti. So similarly, this Mahavakya should also produce a vritti. When I say Tattvamasi, it should also produce a vritti. When I see this pot, what is the vritti produced? The vritti of the pot knowledge. That vritti is called Ghatakara vritti. It is called, when I see this pot, a vritti corresponding to this pot is produced. That is called Ghatakara vritti. When I see this table, a table akara vritti is produced. vritti which is corresponding to the table akara vritti. When I see this book, a pustaka akara vritti is produced. Similarly, in Brahma Jnana, what kind of vritti is produced? That vritti is called akhandakara vritti. Akhandakara vritti. Therefore, the Tattvamasi Mahavakya, this pramana produces a vritti called akhandakara vritti. It's called akhandakara because this vritti negates all the khandas, all the differences. It swallows up all the differences. Therefore, it is called akhandakara vritti. And one more thing we have to understand, that is, when this pot is known, this pot I have to know, the process involved is that through my eyes, my mind goes to this pot. Through the eyes, through the Chakshurindriya, my mind goes and falls on this pot. And when through Chakshurindriya mind falls on this pot, it pervades the pot. A modification of my mind pervades the pot. The vritti. Modification of mind is nothing but vritti. The vritti pervades this pot. The vritti objectifies this pot. This is called vritti vyapti. Pervasion by the vritti is called vritti vyapti, another technical word. Vritti vyapti. And when the vritti pervades, the vritti takes the form of the pot. It is called ghatakara vritti. You can imagine it as a vritti coming out from my mind and it pervades the pot and it takes the form of the pot. It's a way of telling that. In fact, you can just understand that the mind objectifies the pot. But then, this vritti itself is jada. Vritti itself is jada. Because mind is jada, made up of five elements. And therefore the vritti is also jada. The modification of mind is also jada. Therefore, vritti vyapti alone is not enough. The vritti pervading the pot, the vritti objectifying the pot alone is not enough. One more thing is required. That is, the vritti has to be pervaded by the consciousness, the reflection of consciousness has to pervade. Through the vritti, it has to pervade this pot. Through the vritti, it has to objectify this pot. So this reflection of consciousness is called chidabhasa or phala. There is another word, phala. Chidabhasa or phala. The reflection of consciousness which is present in the vritti is called chidabhasa or phala. And so, first there is vritti vyapti. The vritti pervades this pot. And afterwards, the chidabhasa also pervades this pot. Then this pot is illumined. And I get the knowledge of the pot. So here, The role of the vrittivyapti, the role of the vrittivyapti is removal of ignorance. Role of vrittivyapti is removal of ignorance. And the role of the phalavyapti, pervasion by the phala, the chidabhasa, phalavyapti, it is to illumine the pot. To reveal the pot. So, vrittivyapti removes ignorance. Phalavyapti illumines the pot. Two things should happen simultaneously. Then only we can get pot knowledge. We can say, I know the pot. The vritti, the mind also has to pervade, and along with the mind, the reflection of the mind, the reflection of the consciousness, which is already present in the mind, that also has to pervade this object. So there are two types of vyaptis, two types of pervasions, vrittivyapti and phalavyapti. In any external object, these two things should happen. But in the case of Brahmajnana, when we come to Brahmajnana, we have ignorance regarding Brahman. Brahma Ajnana is there. To remove the Brahma Ajnana, to remove the ignorance regarding Brahman, we require Vrittivyapti. We require Vrittivyapti. But do we need Phalavyapti? We don't need Phalavyapti because Brahman is self-effulgent. Since Brahman is self-effulgent, we don't need the pervasion of consciousness to reveal the Brahman, to illumine the Brahman. Since this pot is inert, pot is jada, not self-effulgent, we require phalavyapti. We require the consciousness to pervade it and reveal it. But in the case of Brahman, in the case of the Atma, since it is consciousness, it is self-effulgent, we don't need phalavyapti. We don't need the chidabhasa to illuminate. Because the chidabhasa itself is illumined by Brahman. And that need not illumine this Brahman once again. Therefore, vrittivyapti is required, phalavyapti is not required. It implies that Brahmajnana is not like the knowledge of any object. This object has to be made evident by the consciousness. It is objectified by the consciousness and made evident. But Brahman is not made evident newly. It is already evident. What you require is, you have to remove the ignorance. Remove the ignorance in an already existing, in an already evident Brahman. That is what is done by this Brahmajnana, which is in the form of Akhandakara Vritti. So, we will see the paragraphs. With this understanding, paragraphs will become clear. Adhuna aham brahmasmi iti anubhava vakyartho varnyate. Adhuna, now. After the upadesha. Aham brahmasmi, I am the Brahman. Iti anubhava vakyartha. This is the anubhava vakya. Aham brahmasmi. The statement which reveals the knowledge. Anubhava. Brahmajnana. Tasya artha. The meaning of that anubhava vakya. Varnyate is being explained. Evam Acharyena Adhyaropa Apavada Purastaram Tattvam Padarthau Shodhayitva Vakyena Akhandarthe Avabodhite Adhikarinaha Aham Nitya Shuddha Buddha Mukta Satya Swabhava Paramananda Ananta Advayam Brahma Asmi Iti Akhandakara Akhandakara Karita. That is one word. Akhandakara Karita. Chitta Vrittihi. Udeti. So, evam, in this manner, Acharyena, by the Acharya, Adhyaropa Apavada Purasaram, by means of Adhyaropa and Apavada. The whole methodology of teaching involves Adhyaropa and Apavada. Adhyaropa Apavada Purasaram. Tattvam padarthau shodhayitva. Tatpada shodhana and tvampada shodhana. These two things are done. Tatpada artha shodhana. Means arriving at the right meaning, the proper meaning of tatpada and tvampada. Tatpadartha and tvampadartha. So first padartha has to be understood. Then vakyena. By means of the Vakya, the Mahavakya. Akhandarthe avabodhite. Once this Akhandartha is avabodhita, the Akhandartha is taught by the Acharya. Adhikarinaha avabodhite. Once it is taught, once it is explained. Adhikarinaha. For an adhikari, the Acharya again reminds, if nothing happens by savana also, tattvamasi, tattvamasi, lot of times it is told, and if nothing happens, the Acharya says, you are not yet an adhikari. Or adhikaritva is lacking up to certain extent. Then what should I do? If you are not an adhikari, the shravana will give you adhikaritva. If you are an adhikari, the shravana will give you jnana. If you are not an adhikari, the shravana will give you adhikaritva. Because already some adhikaritva is there. That is why people come. Without any adhikaritva, zero adhikaritva, nobody will come here. So, some adhikaritva is there, and that adhikaritva can be increased by means of shravana as well as by means of seva. Do seva to the guru. That is what these brahmacharis and etc. They go to the gurukula, and in the gurukula they do shravana and they do seva. Seva of the guru and everything. Arranging for the class. Arranging for the puja. And so many other things. So that will give adhikaritva. So adhikarinaha aham nitya. Adhikarinaha chitta vrittihi udeti. This adhikari gets a particular type of chitta vritti. Chitta vritti means a modification of mind. The knowledge is in the form of a chitta vritti. And what is this chitta vritti like? That is told. What is this chitta vritti? What kind of vritti comes into his mind? What kind of knowledge takes place in his mind? So when we say chitta vritti comes, people may think some enlightenment will happen, some light will come. Nothing like that. It's not a mystical experience. There is nothing mystical involved here. It is purely understanding. And this understanding doesn't come in meditation. It is shavana. The acharya clearly says shavana. It comes as a result of mahavakya shavana only. It is not a result of meditation. Meditation cannot give you a new knowledge. We don't do meditation for getting a knowledge. Why do we do meditation? Only for strengthening the knowledge, assimilating the knowledge. So meditation is done after getting the knowledge, in fact. Jnana abhyasa it is. Nididhyasana is called jnana abhyasa. Dwelling on the knowledge. To assimilate the knowledge. And for jnana abhyasa you need jnana already. Without getting jnana you can't do jnana abhyasa. So this knowledge comes, this vritti comes only by means of shravana. So akhandakarita chitta vritti rudeti. He gets a chitta vritti which is in the form of akhandakara vritti. The chitta vritti is called akhandakara vritti. And what is this akhandakara vritti is explained. What is the understanding he gets? Aham, I am, aham. Nitya, nityam brahma, I am nitya. Nitya means eternal, free from time-wise limitation. Shuddha, pure, free from punya and papa, free from sukha and dukkha, buddha, self-effulgent, mukta, ever free. It is not that now I have become free. Even before I got the knowledge, I was free. Always I am free. There is no samsara in me in reality. Satya, the absolute truth. Satya swabhava, this is my nature. Swabhava, nature. Nitya, shuddha, buddha, mukta, satya, all these are my nature. Paramananda, paramananda swarupa. I am of the nature of Paramananda, the greatest happiness, supreme happiness. Parama stands for, this happiness is not relative. It is not a happiness which is subject to fluctuation. Now happy, after some time I am not happy. It is not so. Always happiness. Sada Ananda. And not only Sada Ananda, there is no greater happiness also. You can't say, I am happy, this person is happier, then your happiness is gone. But Brahman happiness is not like that. The Swarupa Ananda is the ultimate. There is no gradation in that. There is no, it is unsurpassable. Niratishaya Ananda. Niratishaya means unsurpassable. There is no greater happiness. Therefore, once you get Brahman, there is nothing to gain, nothing greater to gain, nothing further to gain. So Paramananda, Ananta, Ananta means limitless. Advayam, one without a second. Advayam, without a second. Because there is no second Brahman. Only one Brahman. And there is no second thing which is other than Brahman also. So Advayam, all Bhedas are gone. Only one. Ekameva Advitiyam Brahma. One without a second Brahman. Brahma, Asmi, I am that, Aham Asmi, I am that Brahman. Iti, this kind of akhandakara vritti takes place in the mind of an adhikari when he listens to the Mahavakya. If he is not an adhikari, slowly it will come. The more he gets chitta shuddhi, the more he gets understanding, this vritti will come. And then, what this akhandakara vritti does? This akhandakara vritti destroys the self-ignorance. The ignorance regarding the self. The Brahma Ajnana or Atma Ajnana, it removes. And once this Atma Ajnana is removed, you understand that myself is nothing but the limitless Brahman. The Brahman which is limitless. I am limitless. I am free from all limitations. I am one without a second. And once you understand that you are one without a second, there is no possibility of the jagat, the prapancha. The prapancha becomes negated. Right from itsa karana, which is maya, ajnana. So the prapancha becomes negated. It is not that prapancha disappears. Prapancha is negated. Negation doesn't mean disappearance of prapancha. In your understanding, you know that it is not real. This understanding becomes clear. For example, this clay and pot. Now you think that there is pot. But once you understand that this pot is nothing but clay, the pot is gone. Pot is resolved into clay. Like that, this prapancha also gets resolved into Brahman. In your understanding, it appears. It is available for your transaction. But at the same time, you understand that prapancha is not real. It is nothing but the substance which is Brahman. So, the Acharya explains that once you understand Brahman, the whole prapancha goes away. The whole prapancha becomes mithya for you. And once the prapancha becomes mithya, there is no duality. And therefore, when there is jnana, there is no duality. There is no dvaita. Jnate dvaitam na vidyate. There is no dvaita. There is no duality. Only one Brahman is there. Then the question can come, when I have jnana, the prapancha is not there, but this jnana is there, jnana vritti. As you said, jnana is in the form of a vritti. Because of the vritti, will dvaita be there? A question. I am there, Brahman is there, Brahma jnana is there. Dvaita happened. Then the Acharya says, the vritti is also within prapancha only. And therefore vritti is also mithya. And therefore when jnana comes, the vritti is also negated. The jnana vritti negates jnana vritti itself also. Therefore there is no dvaita. So if anybody gets such question, it is answered. I am sure you won't get such question. That's why it is not answered. So we will see the paragraph. So there will be certain questions by some people. So that also has to be taken account for. You won't have such questions. That's why sometimes we don't understand certain things. Because we don't have such question at all. And if you don't have a question, you cannot understand the answer also. That's why Vedanta becomes difficult sometimes. The text at least becomes difficult. Yeah. Sātu chit pratibimba sahita sati pratyagabhinnam ajñātam param brahmā viṣayīkṛtya tadgata ajñānameva bādhate tadā paṭakāraṇā tantu dāhe paṭadāhavat akhila kāraṇe ajñāne bādhite sati tat kāryasya akhilasya bādhitatvāt tadantarbhūta akhandākārākārita chitta vritti rapi bādhitā bhavati sātu. Sā means she means who? Akhandākāra vritti. How can you say akhandākāra vritti is she? Because vritti is strilinga in Sanskrit. Therefore she. Sa, she. That akhandākāra vritti. And this akhandākāra vritti, any vritti carries a reflection of consciousness. In the mind, there is the reflection of consciousness. And since the mind has reflection of consciousness, the modification of mind will also carry a reflection of consciousness. Chit pratibimba or chidābhāsa, it will carry. Therefore the Acharya says, chit pratibimba sahita sati, with the reflection of consciousness, with the pratibimba of Chaitanya. What does this do? This vritti do? Pratyagavinnam ajnanam parambrahma vishayikritya. This vritti objectifies vishayikritya. By objectifying what? Param Brahma, the Parabrahma, the Brahman, which is Pratyagabhinna, which is Ajnata. Ajnata means unknown Brahman, the Brahman with respect to which we have Ajnana. Ajnata Brahma. Because before knowledge, the Brahman was Ajnata. With respect to the Brahman, there was ignorance. So, ajñātam brahma, viṣayīkṛtya. And this ajñāta brahma is nothing but pratyagātmā, nothing but our own self. Therefore, the Ācārya says, pratyag abhinnam, that which is not different from my own self. That kind of ajñāta brahma, this vritti pervades, objectifies. Viṣayīkṛtya, having objectified. And once this vritti objectifies the Brahman, what happens? Tadgata ajnanameva badhate. It negates the ajnana in the Brahman. Tadgata ajnana. The ajnana which is present in the Brahman. Badhate. It negates. And once the ajnana is negated, ajnana is the karana for everything, as we have seen in the previous section, in the adhyaropa section. The whole srishti came because of ajnana, the samashti ajnana and vyashti ajnana. Samashti ajnana is the upadhi for Ishvara, maya. So maya is negated. And once maya is negated, since the whole universe is the effect of maya, it also gets negated. Becomes mithya. Becomes mithya means you understand that it is mithya. So karana is negated, means karya is also negated. For that the acharya gives an example. Tantudahe patadahavat. If you burn the threads, you burn the cloth also. Suppose you burn the thread, you burn the cloth also. Tantudahe patadahavat. Because the thread is the karana for the cause, for the cloth. So if you remove the karana, karya will also vanish. If you remove the clay, the pot will also vanish. So, ajnanameva badhate tada, then what happens? Patakarana tantudahe patadahavat. Once the patakarana tantu, the thread, which is the karana for the pata, for the cloth. Pata means cloth, tantu means thread. Patakarana tantudahe patadahavat. Pata is also burnt. If the patakarana tantu is burnt, pata is also burnt. Similarly, akhila karane ajnane badhite sati. This ajnana is akhila karana. Ajnana is the karana for everything in the universe. Akhila karane ajnane badhite sati. Once it is negated, tat karyasya akhilasya badhitatvat. Tat karyasya ajnana karyasya. That which is the effect of ajnana, the whole universe. Akhilasya. The whole universe, the whole prapancha, the sthula prapancha as well as sukshma prapancha. So ajnana is the karana prapancha. The effects are sukshma prapancha and sthula prapancha. The sthula prapancha includes the brahmanda, including our shariras, including our gross bodies. And sukshma prapancha includes our mind, etc., our sukshma shariras. All are negated. Akhilasya bhajitattva. All you understand as mithya. It all becomes negated for you. Negated means it's not real. What is the real? Only Brahman. Tadantarbhuta. And once this prapancha is negated. Prapancha is negated means my mind is also negated. And if my mind is negated, the vritti in my mind is also negated. Tadantarbhuta akhandakarakarita chitta vrittirapi bhajita bhavati. Tadantarbhuta means that which is included in the prapancha. What is that? Akhandakarakarita chitta vritti. The akhandakara vritti. that also badhita bhavati, that also becomes negated. And therefore, there is no dvaita because of the jnana. Brahman and Brahma jnana because of dvaita is there. This question is answered. If anybody has such question. So, like that, this, the chitta vritti becomes badhita. And now, what about the pratibimba chaitanya? The chitta vritti doesn't cause dvaita. But in the chitta vritti there is a chaitanya also sitting. So one is the brahma chaitanya, another is this pratibimba chaitanya. What about the pratibimba chaitanya, the chidabhasa? It is chaitanya. What about that? The acharya says that also is negated. Because once the vritti is negated, the chaitanya which is reflecting in the vritti, that also is negated. For that he gives an example. The mirror. As long as the mirror is there is reflection. Once the mirror is removed, the reflection is also gone. Similarly, this vritti, which is the reflecting medium, if it is negated, the reflection in the vritti is also negated. Therefore, because of chidabhasa also, there is no dvaita. That the acharya clarifies. This we will see in the next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.